Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to give. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, an Innate Releasing Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, Spiritual Energy Healer, Speaker and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place, because nothing is judged, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. So if you have questions about your life, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, let me finish typing this. And we can begin. I find that this new energy in this new year has been really in some ways it kind of kicks your butt. And in other ways it just opens you up to things that you've never been open to before. I find myself going through lots and lots of changes, and they've really been interesting. So if you find yourself experiencing the same thing, don't think you're alone. I think this is the effect it's having on everyone. It's bringing up the things that we really are ready to let go of, even if we haven't really allowed ourselves to accept that we're ready to let go. So don't fight it. You know, start looking at your life and seeing what doesn't work for you, and start letting that go. and start looking at your life and seeing what it is you really want to experience, how you really want to live, so that you can start to create that, to allow that beautiful energy into your life right now. And the more you do that, the more you open up to these changes, the more quickly it'll happen. And the more you'll find yourself being happier, having a life that you look forward to every day. Waking up in the morning and not having this, oh my gosh, now I have to do this, you know, and all of that stuff that normally pops into our brains when we wake up. You know, I woke up this morning and it was like there was nothing that I had to do. Yeah, there are some things that I'm going to do today, but there was none of that duty, that this is what I had to do in order to validate my existence, which is a different way of feeling. That's definitely for sure. Okay, I'm almost finished the thing that I'm doing. And I know that I shouldn't be doing more than one thing at a time. But it's working, and I'm okay with it. Alrighty. See. Okay. Now, let's go to our caller from 111111111, my favorite number, and let's see who this is. Hi.
Higher. Hi, yes.
Queen.
What a blessing. It is Queen, the Queen. What a blessing to be able to do what you will when you will. Yes.
Yes. And it feels so much better than, oh my gosh, I have to do this.
I'm sure that's right. How art thou today?
I actually feel wonderful today.
Beautiful.
How are you?
I am free-er. Freedom can have more freedom. Yes.
That's true. Yes. And that's wonderful.
It is. I have a question for a change.
Oh, my. Well, this is an extraordinary day. And what is it that you seek to know, my dear?
Much. Much. Let me mute this for just a second or two. Apologize for that.
That's okay.
The question is, I am preparing to receive, I'll phrase it, a fellowship from the Arts Council, and it has to do with writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like any insight on that in terms of my writing. And before you answer me, my book and a lot of my other writings, I thought about you when you talk about the piece of papers and, you know, you don't longer want them anymore, blah, 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 you're going to start fresh. I put my computer in the shop, believing, knowing that I had it backed up, and it's backed up somewhere. I can't access it. When I get it back, it's wiped clean without my permission. My backup isn't backing up properly. So that means my writing, I'm almost in tears talking about it, my writings were gone. Except my book was so deep in my heart that I'm retrieving it in a different way. With all that said, talk about letting go. I thought about you too. Talk about letting go. I had intended to clean my computer out. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. And the writings, which weren't in any organized fashion, I'm doing better with organizing them as well. But I had things on paper that I had written here and there through the years, which I'm bringing together for the Arts Council. And I was just typing something in preparing to do that. And I said, oh, my goodness, there's pieces, there's fragments here that I didn't even realize that are pertinent to my books. But anyway, I'm ready to hear from you, Anointed One, and whomever comes through you.
Okay. Okay, the one that's standing in the front is Callie.
Hi, Callie.
It's hi. This is an opportunity for you to move into the new you. This is about being present in the now and not being tied up with the past. That is the reason for the change with the computer. It was to disconnect you from who you had been so that you can truly look at who you are being. It was taking you out of your comfort zone. And you found that rather disturbing. And we understand that. But you have been able to move past that and to start creating what you thought you'd already created, but doing it in a different way. Seeing things that you would not have seen otherwise. And remember, all of this is happening because you had the intention of clearing that computer anyway. And we bring your intentions to fruition. So we simply did what you asked. So it's not a problem. It's truly not a problem. And you will create anew. And it will be even more profound than what you had been working on. And this fellowship will provide you with a means of creating something even more phenomenal for the world. It will allow you to reach deeper within yourself and share the truths of your life. So this is all about you and your power and your magnificence and who you are being. Celebrate it. Do a dance of joy and embrace who you truly are. We love you and we love the work that you do and the meaning in your writing. And we want you to love it too. Now is the time. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Now is the time. This is the place, and I am the one.
Yes.
Been waiting for. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
I accept the acceptance of the receipt of the fellowship. I accept that. I see it in my bank account. Yes. I see it. I see that dollar amount in my bank account. Yes. Thank you. Much love to you, beloved. Thank you.
And the best is yet to come.
Surely. I would love to chat more and even ask more questions, and I might call back in and see what's happening later, but I should attend to my friend who called, so I'm going to do that. And
okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. So as you can see from our caller, that sometimes when things are happening that we have intended to happen, we get a little discombobulated because it doesn't happen exactly how we intended for it to happen. It's a beautiful thing about intentions. When you make intentions, you are putting them out there to the universe, and you are letting the universe know, this is what I intend. And the universe says, okay, we're going to take care of it. And the universe does what the universe does to take care of it. A lot of times people think that they're disconnected. They're disconnected from God, from the universe, from everybody. And we're not. We are totally connected. So if you set up an intention and you are open to actually having what you intend come into your life, the universe will do everything to create that. That's what the universe does. The universe is on our side. And so the universe is always working with us, for us, to make our lives into what we truly want them to be. And that's something that we forget or we were never taught. And so when things start showing up that we intend, we get upset because it's not something that we've done, you know. Because we have this belief that we're separate and we have to do everything. And the universe is constantly reminding us that we are not separate. And that we are not alone. And that we have a team of beautiful divine beings who are working with us. Working with us to create whatever it is that we desire to create in our lives. They are guiding us. They are showing us. They are inspiring us. They are working with us to help us become the magnificent beings that we were actually destined to be. And so I encourage you to notice what your intentions are and allow the universe to assist you in making them happen. And I said before, one of the things that my guidance is encouraging is that you start each day by choosing the emotions that you want to experience that day, whether it's love, joy, success, achievement, vitality, being cherished, being supported, you know, whatever it is that you wish to feel for that day. You set that intention when you wake up. And you can just simply say to yourself, today I choose to feel overwhelming senses of love and belonging and accomplishment and joy. and vitality. And then the universe begins to make itself. And then you check back in with yourself several times throughout the day and see if you are feeling the things that you intended to feel. And if you're not, let go of what you're feeling and go to what you truly desire to feel. Because you're not stuck in feelings. Your emotions do not control you. And you get to decide how you feel. This is all about changing your life. This is about moving into the new energy that is all around us. This is about becoming the magnificent being that you are destined to be. And you don't have to justify what you do. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, not even to yourself. You are loved exactly as you are. So I got a message for a call that I have on Thursday evenings. I usually share a message on those calls, and they're now saying that they want me to read that message to you now, to all of you, so that you can hear this and know who you are, know what is actually important in your life. So give me a second for my computer to pull it up. And it's a message about love, because yesterday was Valentine's Day. And so they were in the theme of love. Okay. I love computers. It's amazing how slow they seem when you're waiting for them to do something. And yet before computers, it was incredibly slow for you to find and share information, because you had to go and find the book and you had to dig it out and all of this other stuff. Computer's going to let me open my notes. And it's loading now. Okay. I guess it's loading the message. Okay, so here is the message. On this night of love, we want to talk to you about love. Love is so much more than is displayed as being in your media. Love is complete and total acceptance. There is nothing about you that God does not love. I repeat, there is nothing about you that God does not love. You see, God knows that everything has a reason, a purpose. And that means that everything, and I do mean everything, is useful. So even the things that you throw away have a use. This means that you deserve love. Even though you may not see yourself as perfect, which is one of those illusions that you have set but can never achieve, because the moment you achieve it, you must either die or cease all change. You are so much more than you know. And we do realize that we tell you this over and over and over, but it is still true. Your greatest challenge in life is to fully and completely love and accept yourself. And boy, is it worth it. Love, Archangel Raphael. So that's to give you a different perspective on love. That's to help you see the importance of it, the importance of loving yourself. And that's about opening up not just to the world and what's out there, but opening up to yourself and what's within you. One of the things most people don't seem to realize is if you have questions about your life, you already have the answers. The world is, you are designed to have the answers that you're looking for, to have them within you. But most people don't look within themselves. They think everything is out there in the world. Somebody, somewhere has had to write something about whatever it is you're going through, and you have to go and find that so that you can have an understanding of yourself. That's one of the reasons why I teach the automatic writing class, is so that people can start looking within themselves for the answers that they seek. Looking within themselves and realizing who they really are, what they are really about. We have the freedom to choose who we are being in every moment of our existence. It is not something that is forced on us by others. And if you feel that there are things forced on you by others, then you need to ask yourself why you are giving your power to others, because that's the only way that they can force you. And when you let go of all of that negativity about yourself, about your life, and you start accepting the goodness within you and looking within you for the answers, the answers are there. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to, you know, hear the voice of God, although you might, and it's perfectly fine if you do, but you may also find that you're hearing the answers from unexpected places. You may have a question about something and then you suddenly notice there's a song playing and the words of the song are actually answering your question. Or you may find yourself knocking over a book and the book opens and you look at the page where the book opens and your eye is drawn to a part of that book that is actually answering your question. You are always giving the answers to your questions. Always. Always. There's no exception to that. The universe never ignores you. You are always giving the answers. So let yourself accept that you are getting the answers. And a lot of people have blinders on because they don't believe that they are actually good enough for God to care about, for God to answer their questions, for them to have any kind of change in their lives. And those are beliefs that you definitely need to let go of. And you can start with those wonderful Dear Innate statements, something like, Dear Innate, I release the need to be unworthy. Just say that aloud to yourself. And then take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, let go. Notice how you feel. And it's not just something that you do to take out the old beliefs that you no longer want. You can also install the ones that you want at the same time. And say something like, Dear Innate, I am worthy of love. And then just take a nice deep breath and let it go. And see how you feel. And I ask you to check in and see how you feel, because whenever I make a dear innate statement, I feel different. And I noticed that when I made the one saying that I was worthy of love, it filled me with this wonderful energy that just felt really, really good. And when I made the statement about releasing being unworthy, it filled me with a wonderful sense of peace. And if you're one of those people that can feel the flow of energy, you may feel things moving inside of you, because you really are letting go. You really are making changes to yourself and to your life. And this doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. It's actually incredibly simple. You let go of what you no longer want to experience, and you accept what you desire. And one of the things guidance is telling me over and over and over and over and over, because I guess it's going to take that long for me to actually get it, is that so many spiritual people, people who want to be of service, who want to make a difference in the world, who want to help everyone, are not actually open to receiving. They are so ingrained in the belief that they have to give and give and give and give and give if they don't receive. And an interesting thing about giving is that when you give, and you give from love, you are always getting even more love back. Always. So if you're not allowing yourself to receive, then you're giving, and one day you're just going to give out because you're not letting yourself get anything in return for what you're giving. And the love that comes when you give comes in a multitude of forms. And a lot of spiritual people have a great deal of difficulty with receiving money. And we have all of these horrendous beliefs about money, and money is negative, and money is evil, and money is this, and money is hard to come by. You can find pennies, but you can't find dollars. And, oh, we have all of these limitations when it comes to money. And it's time for us to let those go. So I'm being guided now to make some dear innate statements that will help you to clear out some of that garbage that you have around receiving and around money. So just repeat what I say out loud when you're talking to your innate body, and I'm talking to my innate body. So what I'm saying will not work on you unless you actually say it, because this is you giving yourself permission to make these changes. So here we go. Dear innate, I am loved by God. Dear innate, I am open to receiving God's love. Dear innate, I deserve to receive God's love. Dear innate, I am good enough for God to love. Dear innate, God's love is here for me now. Dear innate, I open my heart to receiving. Dear innate, it is safe for me to receive. You're innate. I release any belief that God is unhappy with me. You're innate. I release any belief that I have to bargain with God. You're innate. I release any belief that I have to prove that I am good enough before I can be loved. Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself. Dear innate, I am open to receiving good in my life. Dear innate, I embrace the truth of who I am. Dear innate, I disconnect from all negativity about money. Dear innate, I allow money to flow into my life. Dear innate, I allow myself to receive thousands and thousands of dollars. Dear innate, I release the need for anything negative to happen because something good has happened. Dear innate, I allow my life to get better and better and better and better. Dear innate, I live in the flow of love. Dear innate, I am loved now and forevermore. And just take a nice deep breath. And notice how you feel. And sometimes when you do this work, you immediately have stuff coming up. Fears, doubts, worries, negative beliefs. And if that's happening, and just start immediately saying, dear innate, I release these negative beliefs. If you know exactly what the belief it is, you can say, dear innate, I release, and put in exactly what the belief is. But let yourself let them go. Do not hang on to them. Do not believe that you have to keep them, because you don't. You have the freedom to choose what you experience in your life. You have the freedom to choose what you believe in your life. You have the freedom to choose what you create in your life. And you create with your beliefs, with the thoughts that you have. They are creative. That energy, those feelings are going out into the universe. And the universe is bringing you more of what you are feeling, which is why you should choose wonderful ways to feel, because then you get more of that wonderful ways to feel energy. But if you are sitting there afraid of everything or afraid of one particular thing, and you're constantly worrying and telling the universe, please don't bring this to me, the energy that you are sending is what you are getting back. It is not the words that you say. It is the energy that you feel. And so if you feel that you're going to have some kind of catastrophe happen in your life, then guess what? You're telling the universe to bring you a catastrophe. and the universe will do exactly what you've asked. Because the universe is always saying yes. The universe is always returning what you are feeling. So make sure you are feeling what you truly desire to have in your life. And this reminds me of that book, What Bad Things Happen to Good People. I never did read that book. But the answer to that question is, because a lot of people seem very good on the outside. You know, they're always doing good. They're always smiling. They are always helping everyone. But on the inside, they can be full of turmoil and doubt and fear and desperation. And so that is what the universe is picking up on. That is what the universe is bringing into their lives. And so even though they're outwardly appearing to be these wonderful, good people, the universe is responding to what they are feeling. And that is what the universe does. So look at your feelings. Notice how you feel. And make sure it's a feeling that you actually want to experience. Because it is the feeling that the universe is going to bring you more of. So keep it in the realm of what you desire. And let go of all of that negativity. You don't need it. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't help your life get better. Let it go. And start feeling what you truly desire to live. We are going to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. Happy Friday.
Hi, Tina. Happy Friday to you, too. What's going on with you today?
Oh, just I felt so good with that releasing yesterday. I just want to stay on top of it.
Okay, so what are we working on today?
So just with Kendrick, just happy, so I'm peaceful, whatever I need to be released.
All right, let me take a look and see what they're showing me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the need to control others.
Dear Innate, I release the need to control others.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I accept that I'm only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I allow others to feel what they feel.
Dear Innate, I allow others to feel what they feel.
Dear Innate, I do not need to feel other people's feelings.
Dear Innate, I do not need to feel other people's feelings.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be warm.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I am truly wonderful.
Dear Innate, I am truly wonderful.
Dear Innate, I am filled with joy.
Dear Innate, I am filled with joy.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Innate, my happiness is not based on others.
Dear Innate, my happiness is not based on others.
Dear Innate, my joy comes from within.
Dear Innate, my joy comes from within.
Dear Innate, I choose joy.
Dear Innate, I choose joy.
Dear Innate, I let go of everything else.
Dear Innate, I let go of everything else.
Take a nice deep breath. Now, how does that feel?
Peaceful.
Good. So, one of the things that they're saying is that don't try to fix the man in your life. Because you're one of those people that's always trying to help other people.
Yes, and, I am.
Yeah, and they're saying, stop it.
Cut it out.
Give him the freedom to be who he is being. You don't need to fix him. You already know that there's nothing wrong with him. You love him, so just let him be him. And he will find his way to the peace within himself. Now, if he asked you for, you know, information, advice, assistance, then by all means, give it to him. But if he doesn't ask, leave him alone. And just accept him as he is.
Okay.
Because if you're always, you know, encouraging him, I'll just use encouraging it. You could be nagging it, whatever terminology works, to change, then he's going to get the feeling that you don't actually love him.
No, I don't say anything at all.
Okay. Well, good. And don't think
that's
it either.
He opened up about the brother, and I still didn't say anything. That's what I'm telling you. I didn't say anything. I was just, you know, perceiving that because that's what he felt. And then he straightened himself up, and I didn't say anything else. He was about to cry. I wasn't.
Okay. You just, you know, tell him that you love him. Give him lots of hugs and kisses. And
well, he's kind of, you know, still in the early stages, and he's kind of like, he's a Virgo, so they kind of have to ration out the emotionalness to him. So I'm kind of handling it like business. Because I told you, he said, if your husband didn't tell you he loved you every day, would you know that he loved you? So he already told me that he's not going to, you know, be, you know, expressive, but it's with his actions. So that's what I'm telling you. I don't really say anything.
Okay, well, you know, everyone expresses love in different ways. Some people are verbal, some people are action, some people give gifts, some people do things. So let him express it however he expresses it. And, okay, your guidance is saying that there is a part of you that you like to hear it. You like it when someone tells you how they feel. And it's great that you are recognizing that he may not be one of those people that verbalizes, not the amount of verbalization that you would actually prefer. So express love to him also in the way that he expresses it to you. Notice what he does, and then do some of that back for him. Because then he will know that you love him because you will be showing it in the way that he recognizes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have had to study him, yes, and that's why we get along so well because I don't bother him. He's peaceful, but I was just concerned when he was like, oh, I missed my 20. He was like, this has been the worst 2 years of my life. And I just was like, oh, okay. So he's still hurting, but, you know, handling it in the way that he wants.
And if he says something like that, you can ask him, is there something that you need to talk about so that you can feel better about it? Because I'll listen.
But
if you
didn't
want to
say
talk.
Anything. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say
no,
nothing. I just let him say it and got quiet.
You can offer to listen because he may need for you to actually say that you are willing to listen
before he can allow himself to talk.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So if you offer to listen, then you're not going to be giving advice. You're not going to be, you know, fixing him or anything like that. You're just going to be listening. You're just going to be there for him to say whatever he needs to say.
But
and
if
there's
I don't
really
say
nothing.
It, but he thinks, so since I didn't say it and I just listened, he thinks that I don't care? Well, he thinks he can't talk?
He may want to actually hear you say that you are willing to listen.
Oh.
Yeah, some people need to hear that before they'll actually say anything. Just because
well,
you're quiet
going
doesn't mean
on.
That they'll think that you need to. They need to talk. Sometimes you need to tell them, I'm here to listen to you.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, I just didn't say anything, so I thought he was just going to keep talking if he wanted to, since it was so touchy for him.
Sometimes they need that extra little nudge.
Oh, yeah, because I figured that he handled it. You know, when he didn't say anything else, I was like, okay, he's all right. But then when he was about to cry, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's where my concern was, since it was he doesn't say things that often. So when he said it, I felt like that was like a breaking point or something for him. I was like, and he didn't say nothing else? I was like, oh.
Yeah,
oh,
he keeps it bottled up inside of himself. So just let him know that you are willing to listen.
That's true, because one day he was telling me something and he talked so long and he said, oh, I'm just talking your head off. I said, it's fine, I'm listening. So you're right, maybe he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really express it, so he felt comfortable with me. So you're right. It's like he stops himself. Oh. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. You think I'm calling all day bothering him. I'm really not. He thinks that I'm cool and calm. That's why I got to call somehow, dear Nate. Dear Nate. You talk about dear Nate, mind your business. And I am minding my business.
They just want you to approach him in a way that lets him know that you are there, you are listening, you are loving him, but you are not intruding in his life. Because if you intrude, he's going to run. So that's why it's important just to let him know that you will listen, you know. You may want
to
just...
I don't think he wants me to say I love him yet. I think he has wants me to say it in third person. If I said I love him, would he run from that? We've been dating 3 months.
Okay, let me check in and see what they're saying about that.
But we've known each other like 25 years since I was 18.
You can start by saying something like, I really care for you.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. He would probably be more comfortable with that. And then after he's adjusted to that, then you can tell him that you love him.
Aww.
Because there is love between you guys. He does love you and you love him. So it's just a matter of getting to that point where he's comfortable with knowing. And he will need to talk about a lot of stuff from his past to get that out of the way.
Yeah, my concern is that his brother, they're twins, and they're like workaholics, police officers, military, so he's, you know, emotionally trained to be calm. But the brother was such a workaholic that the brother ended up getting cancer and died like within 6 months. So they held that in, too. They held it with, you know, they just told each other, didn't tell the rest of the family, and the brother kept working, and then it just took him out. So this is what my concern is. Like, I don't want him holding it in like that, you know, to express yourself. So, yeah, I don't have to be concerned, but, you know, with men, that's just different for them. I'm going to talk.
Yeah, and he's one of those people that feels like he's supposed to be that, you know, that strong, impenetrable wall is what I'm saying. And there's a part of him that really, really, really he needs to talk. He's got a lot of junk in there that he really just needs to get rid of. But he's not going to talk unless he feels that it's safe and that you will listen to him and not judge him. You will not hold any of it against him. You will not later bring it up in a conversation and say, well, you remember when you said this or anything like that. Once he says it, it's gone, and you don't mention it again. You're just there to listen. That's it. You're just there to listen.
Well, does he feel safe to say that to me?
He's getting to that point. He's almost there.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, thank God I could call you because he thinks I'm cool, so I'll stay cool. He does. He thinks I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you just need to, you know, ask him if he needs to talk, or, you know, just let him know that you are in that moment. You know, you've got 30 minutes or whatever, and you're more than happy to just listen.
Oh,
let him know that
yeah.
you're open to listening. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was like, are you okay? You can let it out. He was like, I'm not a baby. I was like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, he says he's not a baby, but there's that little boy in him that really, really needs to know that he's okay.
Aww. Yeah. Aww. That's so nice. Okay, well, thank you. Now I have more insight.
And he is a wonderful man, so enjoy him.
He's so rigid, though. He's so disciplined with himself. Like, he has to control himself because he said, if you can't control yourself, you can't control anybody else. And he talks to me in military terms. You can't have a strong body. You can't have a strong mind and a weak body. So he's trying to make me a police officer, too. I'm not a police officer. I have to say, dear, if he doesn't know, I have to say, dear, and eight.
You'll over time figure out things that you can get him to do where he will relax and laugh and have fun and just be himself. And he'll come into that more and more while he's with you.
Yeah, because we're opposites. And I think he admires that I, you know, say what I feel and keep it going and laugh. I don't really hold it in like that.
Yeah. He can learn a lot from you, and you can learn a lot from him, so.
Yeah, he's trying to make me a police officer. Yeah, he's trying to make me a police officer. Excuse me, Barbara, can you show me your license and insurance, please? I need to. Excuse me, ma'am. Dear Renee does not work. I need your license and insurance. Like, we at home. Stop acting like that.
He'll relax eventually. Don't worry.
Okay, well, I feel so much better. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And have an absolutely wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I am doing a short show today, a one-hour show instead of a two-hour show. So my time is about up. I will be back next Friday. I hope everyone has a beautiful weekend. And remember, you can catch me in DC Love on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Central. And DC Love and I are on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. So if you have questions about your life and you're looking for answers, don't hesitate to give me a call. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.